Good morning. I just woke up. I don't know if I'm going to go back to sleep. I probably will. I still feel a little tired. So I think after this recording, I'm going to go maybe play on my phone a little bit more after I go to the bathroom and then go to sleep. Anyway, I just wanted to do a little ramble about what I'm going to do today, because I'm not going to have time to when I officially wake up, or at least officially start getting ready for the day. I plan on waking up, or at least maybe getting ready around 6 if I have enough rest, which I probably will because I went to bed at around 9 o'clock last night, and I've already been asleep for like roughly 4 to 5 hours. I'm going to have lunch with a friend of mine who I haven't seen in a while. We had a falling out a few years back, but it was a massive misunderstanding. I'm not pointing blame because I definitely did things that I wouldn't have done knowing the circumstance. It wasn't anything bad, like horrible, but just the other person that was involved is just kind of a liar, is basically what it is, and we both kind of got screwed over by that. But we both apologize to each other, so we're going to grab some lunch and just catch up. We're not going to, you know, get all weird and sappy, because we both understand what already happened. And then later tonight, I am going over to this girl's house to have sex. We've been Facebook friends for a little while. I think she just added me because she thought I was like hot or something. Because I don't know her otherwise. I thought maybe we went to school together, like middle school or something, but really thinking about it, I'm like, okay, I haven't seen this person before. We have a decent amount of mutual friends, a lot of which I'm good friends with, so I was just kind of like, okay, she's probably cool. I was on a dating app called Bumble, and I have men and women selected, and she came up, and I usually only go on dating apps anymore when I'm either drunk or like, no, probably just when I'm drunk. I was gonna say really high, but it's just when I'm really drunk. Because I get like, I guess, horny when I'm drunk. I really have no idea. And she came up and I was like, I know this person. I knew she was gay, but I was like, whatever, we're friends. I don't know if you do that too, where you see someone you know on a dating app. Actually, that kind of defines whether or not I will swipe left or right. There have definitely been people I would have swiped right if I didn't know them, and vice versa. So, so I'm supposed to be going over to her house later. I don't know. I mean, actually, I do know what's going to happen. She actually messaged me and was like, hey, I'm moving in this day to my new house. I want you to be the first person that I fuck in it. And I'm like, oh, okay. That was just forward. Which I guess I shouldn't be totally surprised about, because we've definitely already sexted before at that point. Of course, I initiated it. And then kind of a couple times after, again, initiated by me, just because it fucking turned on. And she was like, oh, I love you after midnight. But, yeah, I don't really have much else to add since, you know, obviously nothing's really happened yet. It's just me talking about my plans for the day. Hopefully tomorrow I'll have an update of some kind. Fingers crossed. Other than that, if you know me through like Discord, if you talk to me a lot, well, I don't even talk about it that much, I guess. I've been rearranging my room, and I've been doing pretty good at it so far, actually, considering myself. Like, to be fair, though, I had been pretty depressed, and it was really hard for me to clean, but I realized as I was cleaning, it was making me feel a little bit better. And I don't know if it was the improvement of my room, per se, or if it was just cleaning in general made me feel like I'm getting something together or whatever, I don't know. But I don't really think I'm as depressed as I have been, or at all, really, actually. I think also the anxiety meds I'm on now has helped, because I'm no longer anxious, and I wouldn't say impatient. If there's a better word for impatient that doesn't sound as aggressive, please let me know. But, like, I almost kind of want to keep going. Not like I'm, like, jittery or anything. I just don't want to waste time. Like, I want to keep going. But yeah, anyway, just been cleaning my room and stuff pretty much otherwise. But, that is my little ramble. And hopefully I will get back to you guys again at some point today.